that the uniqueness of the event isn't lost on anybody. It's hard to put into words how special I think it is that in Ashei HaKoilel, by that I mean from all of the Koilim in South Florida, at least the ones that I'm aware of, in Miami Beach, in North Miami Beach, in Hollywood, and if I left any or anyone out, I apologize. But before we even start with a topic, with just a week left to Shavuos, the time of Kabbalah Satira, a smart person in this room would not allow the uniqueness to be lost. That the Neshei HaKoilel came from a few different communities and a number of different Koilim to come together to give Chizuk and to get Chizuk is something that is extraordinary. And I imagine in the Pamal Yishalmaila, I imagine by the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's a very, very big deal. Just to be a part of it and to come together in and of itself makes it worth it. I'm grateful to everyone who came, representing all of the Koilim we said in the different cities, the different parts of South Florida. And I especially want to thank Rabbi Blezer for orchestrating and arranging and making tonight possible. And I'm grateful to him for giving me this opportunity. It's not something that I take lightly. And Hashem should grant Rabbi Blezer and his family and all of the Rosh HaKoil and their families and all of the Yungah Light and the entire families that everyone only have an Aliyah in Ruchni, a Steig in Torah, and only have Yiddish and Nachas Gesundheit. There isn't a more appropriate time for the gathering than with a week left to Shavuos. And there isn't a more appropriate group to speak to than the wives of the Yungah Light. And every once in a while you might need somebody to come and remind you of what's taking place. Let's begin with a vort that my father Zatzal used to say over often from the Hart Zvi, that means of Hirsch Pesach Frank, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank. When Rivka was getting married and her family was saying goodbye to her, they said to her, Acheseinu at hayila alfei revava. Now literally that means, you should, our dear sister, become myriads, multitudes. What they meant was, you'll marry and Be'ezus Hashem have children and Einikloch and they'll have Ur Einikloch. And eventually in quantity you'll number many millions. Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank says they were not giving her a bracha in quantity. They were actually telling Rivka what I think is a game changer. That every Bas Yisrael, every girl, every Ein Bi Yisrael has to listen to. It's not negotiable. He says that they were giving her a bracha and telling her, Acheseinu, our dear sister, at you in quality, Hayi La'alfei Revava. You can be equivalent and vaxois and accomplish the equivalent of hundreds and hundreds of thousands. It wasn't merely a bracha in quantity. Much more importantly, it was a bracha in quality. Acheseinu Rivka, at you and you and you and you and you and you. Hayi la'alfei revava. You could accomplish what hundreds of thousands can. You could change the world. And by the way, that bracha was taken from us. Which is why, when you have the schus to marry off a child, or be at any chasana, you'll notice that when the father gives his daughter by the badekin a bracha, he says those words specifically, Acheseinu at hayila alfei revava, because we want to take back that bracha. We want our daughter and our daughters-in-law and our grandchildren and the rest of Klal Yisrael, every Bas Yisrael, every Ein Bi Yisrael, take back that bracha. Not merely in quantity, but in quality. The belief that every single Bas Yisrael, aim in Klal Yisrael, Hayila Alfei Revava. Eddie, we're not just saying that to wax poetic. It's a reality. You needed me to tell you the reality? Every time you go through leaving a gullus and achieving the geula, it was in your zechus, that of the Nashim Tzidkaniyos. Most notably, we just finished the month of Nisan, and why do we leave Mitzrayim? Because the women, the Nashim Tzidkaniyos, made sure that when it came to the area of Shemam, Lishoinam, Levusham, the Yiddish name, the proper way of speaking, Tzneus, the Jewish woman would not relinquish or water down an iota, whereas others weren't so good, and maybe some of us started to settle for 10 cents on the buck. You, the Nashim Tzidkaniyos, made sure that you'd have no settling, no compromising. And specifically in those areas, you know, Shemam L'Shainam Levusham, the Jewish pride, the identity, the name, the way to speak, Tznius, it should be noted, which is why in Eishes Chayil, Friday night, when the husband praises the wife, he says in Beis, Batach Balei Bala, I will entrust my heart to you, the wife, to run the house, to guide the family. Why? Because Shalol lo yechzar. And Shalol is spelled Shin Lamed Lamed, which of course stands for Shemam L'Shainam Levusham. Because you lo yechzar, you wouldn't cheapen it. You wouldn't water it down. You didn't settle for 10 cents on the buck. Batach bo le'bala. The man, the child, entrusts his heart to the mother, the wife in the family, to properly set the tone, set the pace, set the flavor and the aura in a Jewish home. Because Shalom lo yechzar. And that's exactly what Reb Hirsch Beis Achfrank means. For perpetuity, we look at every chasana to tell that girl who's getting married, take back that bracha. And make sure that you're the very living embodiment of Hayila Alfei Revava. You're not one person. A Jewish woman, whether you realize it or not, it's irrelevant. Although it would be nice to be realizing it. Can mamish change the face of the family, of the Kehillah, and of Klal Yisrael? And nowhere is this more true than by the Neshei HaKailah. Nowhere is this bracha more accurate than when it comes to the wives of those who are dedicating their life, Tayrosay Umnasay, to make themselves, their family, and their kehillah better. Because that is what happens when there's a kailah in a city. It permeates everybody and makes them better people. And the credit goes to the Nashim Tzidkaniyos. That's a fact. Throughout history, the Nashim Tzidkaniyos have been the most extraordinary people. There's a mice I said over a week ago, please allow me to repeat it. In 2008, there was a woman in New Jersey who got a letter from the menahel of her son's yeshiva. The yeshiva had to make a rule that if you were behind in tuition, your child had to go home until a payment plan was properly worked out. Now, don't hold the inventory of the yeshiva. They made that decision. If we make exceptions, then the yeshiva's going to fold. The boy they sent home was a yosem. He was in third grade and he didn't have a father. The young almana reads the note. We know you're behind in tuition. We'll eventually work it out. But right now, we can't make exceptions. We hope you understand. But if we make exceptions, the yeshiva will fold up, so we can't. Please understand, we'll work out a payment plan and he'll be back in a few weeks. The young almana reads the note and takes the lunch bag of her son, the Yosem, into her bedroom, and she apparently does something with it for about 30 seconds. When she leaves the bedroom, she gives the lunch bag back to her son and says, go back to yeshiva. Dutifully, he listens to his mother, and he goes into class. The Rebbe's exasperated. I can't teach like this. First, you leave, I'm interrupted. Now you're back, I'm interrupted. In 3 minutes, the Menahel will make you leave again. I can't teach this way. He walks over to the young Yosem. He leans over to the orphan, but by mistake, he knocked the lunch bag onto the floor. And from the force of it hitting the floor, it opened and its contents spilled out. And they were a beautiful diamond bracelet, a plain gold wedding band, the last link to her dead husband, and a one-line note to the Menahel, Toivli Toiras Picha, May Alfe Zav Achesev, keep my jewelry, but my son will not stop learning. I have said this story around the planet, and Rashi HaYeshiva have told me you're leaving out the most important line. You have to remind people, especially the women, this story didn't happen in Kovna in 1890, or in Prague in 1920, or in Vilna in 1940. It happened in New Jersey in 2008. There's a woman who said, take my jewelry, take my riches, take my last link to my dead husband, but don't stop my child from learning Torah. And the Gedolim have begged me, remind them that it's a lady here today in our age. Because that woman took back the bracha, Acheseinu, Hayila Alfei Revava. And the Gedolim felt that each Bas Yisrael and Ein Bi Yisrael on their own level can do the same thing. You have to believe. You have to realize, as I said earlier, every time we've ever gone from a Golus to a Geula, it's been because of your Zechus. And there's no better time for that to be acknowledged than Erev Shavuos. If not the time of Kabbalas HaTorah, then when? The amount of Torah that the Yungalite are able to learn, Sai B'Kamos and Sai B'Echos, let's say it like it is. Let's put all the poetic comments on aside and say it spot on correctly. The Torah that the Yungalite in all of the Kailin are able to learn, Sai B'Kamos, Sai B'Echos, the impact that they're able to have on the Kehila is because of you, because of the Nashim Tzidkaniyais. That's a fact. And there's no better time for you to be reminded of that than Erev Shavuos. Because while it's true that every woman has the ability, Hayila Alfei Revava, no one shouts it better in a modest, tznius, proper way than the Neshe HaKoilo. And for that, every person that's affected, everyone that's the beneficiary, thanks you. I'll often say to my wife, I probably should say it more often, if I have the ability to give a shir, or to be mechazik people, or to travel and try to make a difference, I'm not a fool. There's a chelek of schar that I will get, be'ezras Hashem and b'siyata d'shmaya, but the one who has an equal share, who makes it possible, who enables it to become mikayach el apayo, is her. And the same exact applies to all of the Neshe HaKoilo. None of this would be if it wasn't for your enthusiastic support. And sometimes it goes unnoticed and sometimes it's not so easy. But these are the facts. And no one appreciates it more than the children. The legendary lion of Detroit, Reb Leib Bakst, was once asked by the Ponovizhe Rav on a visit, Tell me. The Gemara says that you should live in a city where there's a gavra de mistafina mine. That means someone who keeps you in line, keeps you in check. Panovich Yerov told Reb Leib Box, the legendary Rosh Hashiva, I live in Bnei Brak, my gavra de mistafina mine is the Chazon Ish. But you're in Detroit. Who's your gavra de mistafina mine? Reb Leib looked at Panovich Yerov and said, my gavra de mistafina mine are my children. The children know it and they sense it. And there could be no greater example. None. For a child to grow up in a home that's saturated with Limud HaTorah. And don't you ever forget that. You ever wonder why in Megillas Rus, when Naomi is trying to dissuade Rus and Arpa, Perek Aleph, because when Rus is about to convert, you're supposed to push off the Giyaris to Gemar and Yevamos. Obviously, at some point, she stopped and she said, I'll stop trying to dissuade you because I see your determination. Joined Klal Yisrael and she became the Eim HaMalchus. With what, pray tell, does the Gemara say she tried to dissuade her? I know what Rus answered. Everybody knows Rus's answer. It's probably the most famous pasuk in Rus. Where you go, I'll go. Where you lodge, I'll lodge. But what was she answering? What was the question? So the Gemara in Yevamos says, Naomi turned to Rus and tried to dissuade her primarily with two things. The mitzvah of Tchum Shabbos and the mitzvah of the Isser of Yichud. Tchum Shabbos means loosely that beyond the last home of a city you can't go 2,000 amos unless you're properly prepared. And Isser Yichud, that a married person cannot seclude themselves with someone else with whom they're not allowed to seclude themselves. Now if you would be Rus and your mother-in-law told you those two things, what is wrong with the answer the way she said it? If I would be Naomi and you would be Rus, and I would tell you, you know, there's a law of Tchum Shabbos where you can't go certain places, what should your answer be? Ma, where I can't go, I won't go. But she doesn't say that. She says, where I can, I will. And then when it comes to the laws of Isser Yichud, there are certain places you cannot lodge and seclude yourself. What should she have answered? Where I can't seclude myself, I won't. Instead, what does she answer? Where I can, I will. What's up with that? That's not answering the question you were asked. Your answer should have been, where I can't go, I won't. And where I can't lodge, I won't. Yet she answers in a positive, where I could, I will. Where I can, I will. Reb Moshe Bamberger from Queens wrote a fabulous set of svarim on the five Megillas, Shiras Halevi. In Shiras Halevi, you should look at the svarim. They're outrageously delicious. In Shiras Halevi, he answers, of course, linguistically, the right answer would have been to Tchum Shabbos, where I can't go, I won't, and to Isser Yichud, where I can't lodge, I won't. But you know why she didn't answer that? Because she had a much deeper answer for her mother-in-law. Ma! I know that linguistically the answer should be grammatically in the negative. But I'm not answering that way. Instead, I'm answering in the positive. You know why? I get the answer. I really do. Where I can't go, I won't. I get it. But I'm answering you in a lashon of positiveness. Where I can, I will. To tell you. To me, you know what Yiddishkeit is about? Ashreinu matoiv manoyim mayotha. About being excited, about being positive, about being enthusiastic. When Rus said that, and Naomi heard a daughter-in-law who potentially understood that although there are do's and don'ts, and yeah, there are hardships, she understood that the daughter-in-law was saying, Ashreinu matoiv manoyim mayotha. I can, I will, I must. Because to me, being a Yiddish mother represents being positive. As I recently said in London, you better create a home and an aura where the Simchas HaTorah is bouncing off the walls. And anybody who thinks it's not possible doesn't know what they're talking about. It takes dedication, it takes perseverance, it takes hard work. I realize that quote in London isn't exactly going to win me any poetic awards, but I like it nonetheless. The home has to be in Avira, where the Simchas HaTorah, the Chavivas HaTorah, the Chashivas HaTorah is just bouncing off the walls. And if you do it, the kids will know. Because there are Gavra de Mislafina Minei. When Naomi saw Rus's determination, not in the answers, yes, I get the answers, well, I can't, I won't. But she answered in the positive to tell her mother, Ma, Yiddishkeit and raising a family means to me, Ashneinu Matoy Manoyim Ayofer. When she heard that, she said, welcome, you're the Ema Malchus. And you know what? Your great-grandson's going to become David Ben Yishai Melech HaMashiach. That's the whole enchilada. That's the whole ticket. And there's probably no topic about which I am more passionate, or almost no topic, as this. Because today, when you keep hearing about everything that Rachmana Litzlan is grabbing and luring the boys and the girls and the teenagers and husbands and wives, whatever it is, in forms of technology, whatever it might be, the one steady, the one anchor, the one constant is Simchas HaTorah, Chavivas HaTorah, Lamdei HaTorah, Chashivas HaTorah, and you gotta make it that your home is so saturated that it's poshet oozing out of the pores of your house. There's nothing else. It ain't rocket science. I get it. The next story you'll tell me you heard differently, you heard with someone else. I had a chance to verify it happened this way. About 100 years ago, a little boy, age 7, he had a brilliant mind. And those part of the enlightenment, the maskilim, wanted to grab him. One day he comes home, and he commented to his mother, he finished the Seder in Mishnayos. The mother says, what? You finished the Seder in Mishnayos? She stops what she's doing. She runs to put on her big day Yom Tov, as does the husband. They set the table Shabbos de Kiyad HaMelech Suda Shleima B'Shaitoi. They pick the boy up and they dance and they dance and they dance and they dance and they don't stop. You at 7 finish the Seder Mishnayos. The boy admittedly said, when I saw the Chashivas HaTorah, the Chavivas HaTorah, the Hakara for Limud HaTorah from my parents, from my mother that day, I knew it's the only thing for me and no one will take me away. That boy's name, as most of you must know by now, was Yitzchak Huttner, who went on to become the legendary Rosh Hashiva of Chaim Berlin. We should all say thank you, Mrs. Huttner. What could have happened if it ended so differently? He comes home at the age of 7 and says, Ma, I finished a Seder Mishnayos. Well, that's very, very nice. But tonight, during bedtime, that's when you can tell it to me. And don't put the Mishnah down on the table. I just Windex 20 minutes. You'll knock over the chocolate milk and I got to be busy. Another 20 minutes Windexing. You tell it to me later after bedtime. We'll do the Hamal HaGoyal thing and you'll tell it to me after carpool. How about that? No one sets the tone and creates the avira for the family like you. I almost feel silly saying it because it's so obvious. But maybe sometimes the obvious has to be stated. Maybe you're busy and don't realize it and it seems hard from time to time. But as I'm saying it, I'm thinking like, what? That's the most obvious comment in the world. Who saturates a home with Chavivas HaTorah, Chashivas HaTorah, Ahavas HaTorah, more than the mother, the women? Who's responsible for a younger man's learning and his impact on a kehillah and changing Klal Yisrael for perpetuity more than the mother, the wife? It's so obvious. But Shavuos is a time to state the obvious. There's a beautiful Gemara in the beginning of Chagiga Dav Gimel Amid Aleph, that Rabbi Yeshua asked two students, what'd you learn in the Beis Medrash this week? I don't want to go into the intricacies of the Gemara. They ended up telling him, we learned about Hakel at the end of 7 years when the king, the Melech, reads part of Sefer Dvarim on a platform. Knew what you learn. The men come Lilmai, the women come Lishmai, and the children come Taf Lamahein Bayin, Kedei Litein Schar Lemeviyehem. To give reward to those who bring them. Parenthetically, if you'd like a delicious comment, the Gemara says Taf Lamahein Bayin, Litein Schar Lemeviyehem. The family of a father and children went to Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky for a visit, and he gave the Kinderlach a treat, chocolate or money. And they dutifully turned around and immediately handed it to their father. And Rabbi Yankiv says, aha, that's the pshat in the Gemara. Taf lomahein boyin, litain schar lemeviyehen. When Rabbi Yeshua heard this answer, the Gemara says to him, who was mamish pilei, 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 ployim, he answered, Margolios, toivos, hoise, bietchim, ubikashtim, labda, mimeni, you had such a jewel, such a diamond, such a gem. Thank you for not withholding it from me. Now, avada vi avada, it's an incredible pshat in Hakel. Men come to learn, women come to shmoya, and children come. Kidei litein schar lemeviyehen. But why did Rabbi Yeshua get so, so ginormously excited? Dar sameach. Rabbi Meir Simcha brings down, it's because of a well-known Yerushalmi. I'm sure you know it, at least you should. The Yerushalmi tells us that when Rabbi Yeshua was born, every day his mother, even when he was just but an infant, would valgerzich while he was in the carriage and wheel him to the Beis Medrash so he could spend the day absorbing into his very fiber the words of Torah, the words of Yungah Light. And every day he did this. Everybody knows that Yerushalmi, the mother of Rabbi Yeshua. And as Rabbi Yeshua became older and he became the great Heilige Rabbi Yeshua, he was left to think about what his mother did in rain and in snow and in brutal heat. Ma, every day you took me in the carriage to the Kaila, to the Beis Medrash, so that my ears should hear the words of Torah. And you can imagine how Rabbi Yeshua felt that his mother did that. And he must have felt badly that she had a valgerzich and do that and wonder why. Until they told him in the Beis Medrash, Taf lomahein bayin kidei litein schar lemeviyehen. Why do you bring the children to the Beis Medrash? Why do you bring the children to the Kollel? Litein schar lemeviyehen. They will become who they become because of you! And that's why Rabbi Yeshua says to Ur Sameach, got so excited with that Dvar Torah, because he finally understood, Ma, it's because of you. What I became and what I've accomplished and what you did every day by bringing my carriage to the Beis Medrash. Taf lomahein boyin, Ma, I want you to know, Litein schar lemeviyehen, do you know the reward that's waiting for you? Are the Neshei HaKoilel aware of the schar and the unparalleled reward that after 120 gezunta years awaits you? Believe me, you're not aware of it. Taf lamehein bayin. Why do children run to the different Koilelim in South Florida? Why do people flock there to learn and to change? Why are the Neshei HaKoilel so machbid that the home be perfectly with Avas HaTorah, Limud HaTorah, Chashivas HaRachamim HaTorah? One day you'll realize, Litein Schar LeMeviyehen, and don't you ever forget it. And so Shavuos, the time of Kabbalas HaTorah, is the most appropriate time for everyone to gather and to properly show the Hakara to the Neshei HaKoilel. Yeah, it's obvious. And yes, I've said it a few times. But since it's true, I'll say it once more. Anything that the family, the husband, the younger man, the children, the balabos, the city, the kehillah becomes, is because of your perseverance, your determination, and your shtelling avek a bias that is just oozing with love of Torah. And that might be the most true, the truest statement I've ever said in my life. So I just want to end with one maisa. When it was the time for the Chanukah Habayis of Ponevizh, the Ponevizh Rav spoke. And he said, I know you think we broke ground and Ponevizh started a couple of years ago. Ponevizh started to be built more than 50 years ago. They asked him what he meant. Ponevizh was built for about a year or two. What, pray tell, did he mean? And the Ponevizh Rav answered, it was my mother. My mother built Ponevizh. He said it was when we and I and my brothers were little boys, one day our mother came home that during the night there would be a ferocious snowstorm to the point we couldn't go to yeshiva the next day. And we only had one pair of boots for the whole family. To go out in that weather without boots was a sakanas nefashos. So our mother told us, tonight we'll make a gyro, and the one who wins can wear the boots and go to yeshiva. The Ponevizh Rav and his brothers were little boys, and the Ponevizh Rav said, we benched that night and said Kriya Shema Lamita like never before. Like it would have been Ne'ila B'Soich Ne'ila B'Soich Ne'ila. Interesting how times have changed. Today a child would bench like that, maybe not to be able to go to yeshiva. It was Ne'ila B'Soich Ne'ila B'Soich Ne'ila. We never benched and said Kriya Shema, Ribbono Shel Olam, I want the boots! And each one said a svara to their mother why they should get it. One said he had a new Rebbe, and one said he was starting a new Masechta, one said he had a Chavrusa, and the mother said, we're going to make the Gairo. They go to sleep. In the wee hours of the morning, maybe 4 o'clock, one of the older boys is tapped on the shoulder, and he opens his eyes and he says to his mother, I won the Gairo? And she says, come with me, get dressed. He looks down and sees that his mother's wearing the boots. And she says, go on my shoulders. It would have been a 10-minute walk, round trip, but because of the terrible, terrible snowstorm, it took her to bring that child to yeshiva and back over an hour, step after painful step, with the son on her shoulders. She comes back, and she wakes up child number two. Now it's 5 a.m., and he says, Ma, I won? And she says, get dressed. After he's dressed, she puts him on her shoulders and she walks him the same hour round trip. We're living in Florida. I'm here 47 years. We can't even say the words walking in snow for 2 hours. And then she comes back and she does this with son after son, until it's already time for yeshiva and it's the Ponevizh Rav's turn. And she wakes up the Ponevizh Rav, this little boy. And he says, Ma, I won? And she says, get dressed. And she puts him like all the others, one at a time, on her shoulders. And as she's going for her fifth time, trudging through the snow, 5 hours, he's a little boy. And he wants to tell his mother something, but he's too far away from his ear. So he leans forward and leans forward till his mouth is by his mother's ear. And he says these words, Ma, today you're bringing boys to yeshiva. Because of you, I'll make a yeshiva for boys. Because of what you're doing to make sure that boys are going to yeshiva, I'll make sure boys go to yeshiva. I'll make a yeshiva, Ma, because of you. And 50 years later at the Chanukah Sabayas, he said, That's when Panavish started, because of my mother. And that's what I came here tonight to tell you. Any community that's flourishing, any family, any person that is better, in large part, it's because of you. Your perseverance, your determination, your simchas achayim. You're permeating and saturating a child and a husband with such a chaviva satayra, ava satayra, chashiva satayra. We all know it. The Ribbono Shel Olam should grant each and every one of you the bracha of the Shpol Yezeda. The Shpol Yezeda was referring to the mitzvah of Shiluach Hakan. That's where you send away the mother bird and take the kids. Shaleach teshalach es ha'em ves habonim tikach loch. The Shpol Yezeda one day looked up to Ribbono Shel Olam and said, every time we've ever been redeemed from a golus to a geula, it's because of two people primarily, one whose name starts with an aleph and one with a mem. We left Mitzrayim because of aleph and mem, Aaron and Moshe. We left Purim because of an aleph and a mem, Esther and Mordechai. And we will be redeemed because of an aleph and a mem, Eliyahu and Mashiach. Aleph and Mem spells aim. Said Shpol Yezeda, Ribbono Shel Olam, Shaleach Teshalach Es Ha'aim. Send the final aim, Aleph Mem, Eliyahu and Mashiach. Ves Habonim Tikach Loch. And please take us already. Al Kanfei Nesharim Teres Yisrael. Tonight's Asifas Chizuk. My bracha to the Ribbono Shel Olam is that you believe my words. When I walked in here and when I leave, my tefillah on my lips is, please, Ribbono Shel Olam, let each and every one of the Neshei HaKoilel realize this is the truth. These are the facts. I hope they believe every single word I said. And in the schus that they do, that you do, and you will continue adding to the brach of the Shpol Yezeda, Shaleach Deshalach Es Ha'aim. In the schus of you and you and you and you and you, the aim of Malchus, the aim of the family, the aim of the Kehila. The Neshei HaKoilel, we should be Zoyche Ves Habonim Tikach Loch, that we're Zoyche this Kabbalah Satayra to the Geula Shalema, Bimheir and Biyameinu.